Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 11:06. We are going in the post right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, Sixers pick up their 13th win at home in as many games, 97-92. They are undefeated, 13-0 at the center. Their next game will be on the road, as Brian Seltzer just pointed out, in Boston. 8 o'clock tip, a rematch from the season opener, Al Horford's return to Boston, where he spent a few years as a member of the Boston Celtics. Sixers now 18-7 on the season, where the Denver Nuggets fall to 14-8. 18-7 on the season right now, fourth place in the Eastern Conference overall, and they are playing some very good basketball. Again, 13-0 at home, where they also look at 10-5 in games where they have 6 points or less. So even as much as we talk about the closing out of games where they have their issues, last 15 games, they're 10-5, 6 points or less in their wins. And that's a pretty good stat, 8-2 in their last 10 games. Hopefully they can keep that trend up and keep these W's rolling in as they need to start building back up. I mean, 7 losses is when we look at it, because of the expectation of what this team we thought would be through 25 games. And all in all, they're fine. They're more than fine. But they have their issues. The turnovers, consistently turning the ball over at a high rate, 17 of them tonight, leading to 15 points for the Denver Nuggets. And it really comes in the form of their two best players, their two franchise players, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, often, where both of them, including Al Horford tonight, for all three of those starters, and they have to clean that up. Outside of those three players who committed 12 turnovers of the 17, Tobias Harris with 1, Josh Richardson none, Rahau Neto 2. Right? So they have to be better. 15 turnovers. Well, total turnovers, because you look at, you know, the charges and all, but they have to be better in that category. And yes, we're talking about a win. We're talking about a win, no question about it. But we cannot ignore some of the things that happen within the game when they can fix these issues on the floor, specifically the turnovers. But a good win against a very good Denver Nugget team, a Denver team that is a little bit disappointing, if you will, 14-8 in the Western Conference. Not easy to get wins in the West, of course, but if you're one of the top teams in the Western Conference, hey, right? You have to be a little bit better than 14-8, especially when everyone picks you to be a contender, a finals participant in the end. And one of the issues with them, Jokic, their best player, gives you 15 tonight, 11 assists on 7 of 13 shooting. At the end, post-game press conference from Mike Malone, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets, he points out how he has to get more shots for Nick Jokic. And he averages, I believe, 14 shots a game, shot 13 tonight, and he's a tremendous passer. Again, 11 assists. This is what he does. He gives you the 15, 11, and 7 rebounds to go along with it. Very limited turnovers, only 2 tonight. But someone as talented as he is to only give you 15 points, I understand where Mike Malone is coming from. But it also has to be within Jokic, who's a fantastic passer, scores when he wants to score, but he should score more. That being said, Embiid, very good tonight, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. A very good number, passing-wise, for the big man. 6 assists, took 3 three-pointers, did not make one of them. 8 of 18 from the floor, 6 of 7 from the free-throw line. You would like for him to get to the free-throw line a little bit more, but he was able to make those mid-range jump shots on a consistent basis, especially early, get things started. So I'm not going to complain too much, especially when he only took 3 from deep, and that's always been my number, no more than three, unless he just simply has it going and I have the confidence in him to fire it up at will as much as he can when he has a good look, not just forcing it because he's made a few. But again, solid night, one block shot, two steals, the negative certainly the four turnovers that he had on the night. Tobias Harris, 35 minutes, 44 seconds on the night, 7 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 4 from deep, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 4 assists to go with his 20 points. 2 block shots, 1 steal. So when we speak about his defense and him having to play better defense, improve his defense, right there is a good sign to see in the stat sheet, 2 block shots and 1 steal for your big money free agent player that you retained. And when I look at Tobias Harris over the last couple of weeks, he's played really, really, really well and consistently putting up solid, just putting up solid numbers. I like what he's doing overall with those numbers. I really do. When I look at some of the stuff he's done, as I'm trying to look at the game log for this season for Tobias Harris, specifically the last few games, where they have won three in a row now. So he puts up the 20 today, tonight, 26 against Toronto, 15 against Cleveland, where he shot 6 of 10, but he only played 22 minutes, and no one had to play because they blew the doors off of Cleveland on Saturday night. 33 in that loss against Washington, not putting any blame on him. 26 against Utah, 22 Indiana, 19 against the Knicks, 14 against Sacramento, 18, 19, 26, 14, 27, 21. He's playing some really good basketball. Some really good basketball. And I'm looking at his field goal percentage in those games. If I go back and start from the 21-point game against OKC, the loss, 50%. Let me see. 12 of 14 against Cleveland, 85%. 5 of 13, 38%. 10 of 16, 62. 63%. 41, 33, 56, 50. 43, 46, 60, 45% for Tobias Harris. He's really starting to pick it up. Really starting to pick things up. Very consistent with his offensive scoring. He's steadily rebounding. Steadily rebounding. Tonight he gave you only 7. But when we see situations where Embiid is not rebounding at a high clip, Tobias Harris goes in there and he attacks the glass. He goes in there to help out. He gets in there. And on the season right now, he is averaging 19.2 points per game, 7 rebounds, shooting 48%, so that's going up, 79.7% from the free throw line. That should go up. And the one that really needs to improve, 3-point percentage, 31.8. That needs to be in the high 30s for Tobias Harris. High 30s for him. But overall, I like the way he's playing. He's engaged defensively. His weakness on the basketball floor, I like what I've seen from Tobias Harris over the last couple of weeks. And I wonder really what you guys think about that as well. Ben Simmons, a quiet night, only 6 shot attempts, making 3 of those in 37 minutes and 12 seconds, 7 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 4 turnovers again. And let's just call it for what it is. We had a caller earlier, Hodge, who said I made a statement that was a stupid statement. I didn't make a stupid statement. If he cleaned it up and said the statement I made wasn't that smart. All right, fine. We disagreed, but that was better. Ben Simmons has stupid turnovers. And again, I have to say this again. You know how much I enjoy his game. I'm one of the biggest supporters of him. I fight back and forth with people about how he does things. He had a 34-point game the other day where he was tremendous. Followed up with a decent game in the win against Toronto. 34 was against Cleveland. And we keep saying it. The stupid turnovers are when he decides to jump in the air and make the pass without really having a place to go with it. Tremendous passer, very confident in his passing ability. But those are just dumb passes, dumb turnovers. And it doesn't help your ball club at all. He had two really bad ones tonight where he jumped in the air, turned his body, had nowhere to go. He acknowledged to himself on one of them where he smacked his hand, clapped, knew he made a mistake. Stop doing it. He's going so fast, he cannot stop himself from stopping on a dime, knowing where to go with an idea. He does it plenty of times where he has an idea of where he wants to go with the ball, and then he has these times where he doesn't. Or getting deep into the paint, picking up the ball, and turning around, still not having an idea. This was a good win. The turnovers have to stop. Turnovers have to stop. When the Denver Nuggets are surging back after the Sixers have a big lead, the biggest lead they had on the evening, 14 points. Looked like they may have had things in control. You knew the Nuggets were going to make a run. It's what happens. It always happens. It's okay. Sometimes you have to turn on the Jets to get yours, right, Ben? Got to the free throw line 4 times, 1 of 4. Off night again for him. 4 turnovers. Need to be better there. Have to be better in terms of shooting. Give him a little more. They could have used it on this night. Matisse Thybulle, fantastic off the bench once again with 13 points, 5 rebounds. Only 1 steal, but the tips that he gets when he puts his hands on these basketballs where players are trying to pass it all over the place, this guy's just a really good defender. 26 minutes and 20 seconds off the bench, 5 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. I mean, from deep, his confidence is rising. When he's taking these shots, confidence is definitely rising when he's taking these shots from the perimeter. Matisse Thybulle was playing some really good basketball right now. He's in a really good place. And as Tom McGinnis said, he's forcing the coaching staff to put him on the floor. They have to find a way to get him minutes. And it's necessary because he's playing some really good ball. Mike Scott, James Ennis with 15 points combined, 7 for Ennis, 8 for Scott. They went a combined 3 of 9 from deep. Didn't mind the shots that they took, so I was okay with it. Furkan Korkmaz, 2 of 4 for 16 in 16 minutes. All four of those attempts from behind the three-point line for his 6 points. Josh Richardson in his return. Limited minutes, 19 minutes and 7 seconds. 1 of 8. You can see he clearly struggled on the offensive end, just trying to get his rhythm back. 1 of 3 from deep for his only make from the field tonight, and it's 3 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal. Very quiet night. Hopefully we get a better Josh Richardson, someone who has his legs underneath him and that rhythm back against Boston on Thursday night at the in the Garden. Al Horford, slow start, finished with 11 points, 9 rebounds, 5 of 16, 1 of 8 from deep in 30 minutes and 56 seconds. Just wasn't his night. Really got it going in the third quarter, where I believe he scored 9 points. And that was pretty much it that you got from him on the evening. Will Barton led all scores with 26. Hot early, cooled off a bit, and then picked it up late again. 10 of 19 from the floor. 2 of 7 from behind the three-point line. 4 of 5 from the free throw line with 7 rebounds and 7 assists. 2 block shots, 2 steals. He was all over the place. Very good game from him. Gary Harris got it going at some point, 14 points. Paul Millsap, 10. Jamal Murray only played 5 minutes and 11 seconds. Took a hip check from Ben Simmons. Some called it dirty. Some called it just simply sticking out his hip to throw him off of his path to his player who was attempting an outside shot. Nevertheless, hurt, did not return as it was termed as a... I can't remember exactly what they said. Something with the, I don't know. I don't remember what it was. It was a weird term, but basically saying his hip hurt, his butt hurt, whatever it was. He did not return, only played 5 minutes and 11 seconds. So they really went with Monte Morris. and Gary Harris and Will Barton to run the offense. And that was pretty much it. They got some stuff from the bench. Nothing significant where they fell tonight to the Sixers, 97-92, 43% for the Nuggets, 41.6% for the Sixers. Sixers getting up four more shots, 89-85, 12 of 36 from deep for Philadelphia, 7 of 27 for Denver, 26% for the visiting team, 33% for the home team. Low night for both on the free throw line. 16 attempts for the Sixers, making 11. 12 for Denver, making 11 as well. Sixers on the glass, 49-38. 24 assists on 37 made baskets. Good number. Not a great number like there was for the Denver Nuggets, 29-37. Once again, the turnovers, 17 Sixers, 14 Denver. In front of a sellout crowd, once again, 20,591 on the evening. Fast break points, Sixers with the advantage, 19-9, 16-4 second chance points in favor of Philadelphia. Points in the paint, 48-38, Denver. They get the win, though, Philadelphia does, at home, 97-92, improved to 18-7. Good win, back on the floor Thursday night against the Boston Celtics in Boston. And you can hear that right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So, Howard, we're going to start with you on the other side. 610-632-0975. We're in the post talking about the Sixers' win, 97-92 over the Denver Nuggets, led by Joel Embiid's 22-10. Tobias Harris's 20 and a solid 13-5 from Matisse Thybulle off the bench tonight, playing some very good basketball. I want your thoughts on this win. What did you see? What did you like? What did you dislike? Am I picking too much in a win? I don't think so, because, hey, we have to analyze how things went. And I have my notes just like you do. We'll talk about it on the other side. 610-632-0975. We're going in the post until midnight after Sixers win over the Nuggets right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:29, 97.5 The Fanatic in the post with you here after Sixers victory, 97-92 at home over the Denver Nuggets, improving to 13-0 on their floor at the center. Next stop, Boston, Thursday. Front end of a back-to-back, hosting J.J. Redick, Drew Holiday and company on Friday back here in Philadelphia, after a game against the Boston Celtics again in Boston on Thursday. 610-632-0975. And we want to talk to everyone, especially if you're leaving the center as well. Give us your thoughts on everything that took place tonight and what you think about how everything played out. And before we get to everybody on the phone, we're seeing, Dylan McKinnon and I are seeing the stuff on social media about Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal on Inside the NBA destroying Joel Embiid, and his lack of aggressiveness, assertiveness, and dominating. And me and Dylan are going to go back and forth on this one, because we can do this in a minute, but we're going to go at it on this one, because I agree with Charles and Shaq. And it's not as if Charles isn't around. He's been around, especially in the summer. So he's spoken to the teams before the season. I remember, what was it, last season? Brett Brown had the pre-training camp dinner like he always does, had it at his home, and Charles Barkley was the speaker. So you know Charles is being honest on what it takes to get there. He did it with Phoenix and how good this team can be. He selected Philadelphia to represent the East in the NBA Finals this season. So he's definitely rooting for the 76ers, but he's calling it like it is. We've said it plenty of times. Embiid just simply looks disinterested on the floor at times. I said, I don't think he's having the same amount of fun that he's used to having. We started getting people on social media talking about who cares about fun. Well, number one, it's still a game. Number two, when you saw him at his absolute best, he seemed to be enjoying what he was doing on the floor. Doesn't seem to be. Yeah, his demeanor's changed a little bit. He said he's going to focus and not talk as much trash and all of that. But despite the fact that he's 22-10, 6 assists, last year he was 28-13. That was domination. That was fear against those opponents. That fear is established because of what he's already done in the past. But continue it. Continue it. Let's go to the phones and start off things in the post with Howard in Newtown Square right here on the Fanatic. What's going on, Howard? Yo, Howard, what's going on?
Not much. I have a couple of problems to address the Sixers. The Sixers have a couple of problems they have to address. One has to do with the turnovers, and the second one has to do with quite often their line opponents that come rolling back. I'm kind of concerned, is there a coaching problem or players' problem or both?
Well, I really think it's a player thing at this point, man, because you know the head coach is telling these guys to do certain things like the turnovers. Don't turn the ball over, explaining all this stuff. He freaks out, calls timeout, and everything. The one thing I've always said, though, Howard, when they do these turnovers and all, take them off the floor and make them understand. You know, the one thing that they will definitely not like is having their minutes taken away from them. You're going to bring them back in because they're the star players, but something has to be done when they do these types of things. So I put it more on the players at this point, even though I've said in the past with the head coach that he had to set this standard early in their careers because it's tough to do it so late now when they feel entitled and it's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
These problems are repetitive, and so it's really going to hunt them down the road.
It is.
And you can't continue to play that like that and win in the NBA. These are problems that need to be addressed before they even go further. I want to believe that it's a coaching problem because they should have a coach. The coach have to instruct the players what to do. So it's a coaching problem. I think they have to address it before going further.
They do. They certainly do. They've been right at the bottom. Howard, thanks so much, man, for the call here tonight. Right at the bottom in terms of turning the ball over, and they can't have it. Can't happen. It just can't happen. They have to be better. Simple. They have to be better when it comes to that. 610-632-0975. You can't give up possessions. Can't give up possessions. Just like we talked about with Ben Simmons, jumping in the air, turning the ball over when he has nowhere to go with the basketball. Stop leaving your feet. We all learned that early. Easier said than done from sitting in my seat, but I'm watching it, and it just seems very simple. Have an idea of where you're going with the ball. Not guessing and hoping because you're a great passer that the ball is just going to get there every time. It's not the case. They're pros, too. They're pros, too. 610-632-0975. And Embiid just simply dribbling into traffic and trying to rush. And once again, we talk about it all the time where the defense can dig in and really take a swipe at the basketball because they time his dribbles. Very predictable. Got a good win, though. 97-92 over the Denver Nuggets. Scott and Bryn Mawr next on the Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Hey, man. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, listen, I love your show. I love hearing you talk about basketball. And you know, I'm leaving the stadium.
Yes.
And I just want to two words. Matisse Thybulle. The
yes.
man is a beast. The Matisse Falcon. I mean, when he's on the
Falcon.
Floor, it's as fun as I am having down there right now. It is so, he's flying around. He's disruptive on defense. He's playing above the rim. His teammates love him. I mean, it is as fun as it gets tonight with him out there. I just want to say that. And I love the Sixers. I love the team. Joel Embiid just seems off. He seems grumpy and sad out there. And his foil is Matisse Thybulle on the +20 on the +minus. He's a stud. It's awesome.
Yeah, Matisse Thybulle at this point is a crowd favorite right now. With the way he's playing. And now, Scott, he's knocking down his outside shot, which is just simply going to elevate his game and give him that confidence. So when he does what he does on the defensive end, then he's going to come down on the offensive end. He's not going to hesitate and be fearful or at least cautious of what he was doing early on this season, you know, just worrying about making the wrong play. Now he's just going up, not thinking, shooting it, and he's shooting at 44%. We were just looking at it. Scotty's shooting 44% from behind the three-point line. Only 50 attempts, but not known as an outside shooter, 22 of 50. I'll take it, too.
And he just looks so confident. He does not look like a rookie out there.
Yo, he's got 34 steals on the season. 17 blocks.
Yeah. It's really fun, man. I hope the more he's on the floor and he's just going to play himself onto the floor just like this, it's just fun.
They have no choice, Scott. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the kind words. They have no choice but to put him on the floor. 610-632-0975. Jim in Havertown next on the Fanatic in the Post. What's up, Jim?
Devon, what is up, buddy?
What's going on, man? 97-92 tonight.
Yep.
Tough win against a very good Western Conference team.
Yeah.
Denver, a little payback. So, what did you think?
They were on their fourth game, brother, of their road trip, though. So, you got to give, you know, energy's probably a little low, but they didn't look it.
Hey, they competed.
They competed
tonight, Denver. Yeah.
They did compete. I agree. Dude, I just want to reiterate everything my man just said about Matisse, and you were agreeing with him, too. The kid's just going to play himself in the way, what's the name, more and more time.
Mm-hmm.
I heard tonight he had, what's the name, whatever Pac-10 or whatever he played in, he broke the record for steals over there.
Yes, he did.
Where did he go, Devon?
Washington.
Was
University of Washington.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Where did he go in the draft?
Oh, number 20.
Okay, yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah, the Sixers traded. Elton Brand traded up for him. Yep.
Yeah. Elton made that call. More power to you, Elton.
Yeah.
I've always got nothing but respect for Elton anyway.
EB did a great job there. I wish EB was in the chair when they decided to take Zaire Smith, but I'll just leave that alone. I didn't say that.
It was unfortunate, wasn't it?
Yeah, whatever, but go ahead.
Because I got to talk about, I know you haven't had the chance to see because you're in the air yourself. These guys, Shaq and Charles.
I saw it.
Oh, you did?
I saw
Kenny.
It.
Kenny joined in, too, man.
Because Kenny tried to clean it up for him. I saw it.
They absolutely ripped his effort, cuz. And that, what do you have a player do? What do you want to be known for? You want to be known for your effort. But my thing is, Devon, is it maybe just because of his demeanor on his face and he's not as happy as he used to be? Is this who he is, man? He's just going to be really very good and probably get in the Hall of Fame, but he's not going to strut into the Hall of Fame. Maybe this is who he is. Maybe he's not great.
You know what? I'm looking at this article, well, this quote from postgame, and it's from Derek Bodner. He put out a quote. Someone asked him a question. The reporter says, you know, you had the moment where you went to the crowd to get a little louder and all that stuff.
Yeah, the shimmy shit.
Yeah.
Charles hates that.
I agree. I didn't want to see it either. But sometimes I like it. Sometimes it's all about when it happens. And, you know, he was like, I haven't done it all season, and I have not been having fun like usually. See?
Yeah.
When we said it, people were like, what are you talking about him having fun? Who cares about fun? He just said it himself. He has to get back to being that.
Yeah. You know, maybe Devon is, what's the name? What do they call it when they sit him down for a rest? Load management. Do you think maybe these guys think, like, you know, I can put it in neutral for the regular season and turn it on?
Well, some
and go
do.
At my best in the playoffs?
Yeah, some
is
do.
That maybe
is he can't. I mean, listen. Hey, listen. Good to hear from you, Jimmy, as always.
You too, Devon.
Thanks, man. Listen, they're going to have the load management, period. So when he's out there, I need all of it in those 60 games, 65, 68 games, whatever it might be. I need all of Joel Embiid out there on that floor. I need full maximum effort. Right? If it's going to be load management, they're going to rest him. I need the best of who he is at all times. There are going to be times where you get tired, you get fatigued. All right, sup, whistle, bang, get out. Bring Mike Scott in, Al Horford, you slide over. Bring Kyle Quinn in. Horford, you stay in your spot. But when he's out there for that 29 to 30 minutes, I need all of who Joel Embiid is out there on that floor. I'm going to read the quote when we come back. Scott, Spencer, and James, final segment. We're going to give you guys all your time on the other side to say your piece and read this quote because it's interesting. And I'm glad he said, "I have not been having fun like usually." This is what his quote tonight after the game. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon producing. I'm Devon Givens. We're in the post. Final segment on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5, The Fanatic.
.11:47 in the post right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Sixers improved to 13-0 at home. 18-7 on the season. 8-2 in their last 10. They're playing some very good basketball. A little frustrating at times. Of course, you can see it in the head coach. You can see it in the coaching staff from time to time. You can see it in their players. I love when Tobias Harris is really starting to enforce his leadership on this team, getting frustrated, slamming the ball, letting these guys know where they need to be. It doesn't seem like that type of guy coming in, right? And then all of a sudden, he's just comfortable, and now he's letting them know they need it, and I love it. 610-632-0975. So I'm looking at Derek Bodner of The Athletic. And here's a quote before we get to the phones. We'll give everybody a time. Once again, the reporter says, "You had the moment in the second half where you beckoned to the crowd to get a little louder. Does that feeling ever get old for you? What is it like to have them behind you like that?" And B responds, here's a quote, "I haven't done it enough all season. I have not been having fun like usually. Like I said, just mainly because I'm still trying to figure it out. You know how to make it work and all that stuff." So, you know, and it goes back to with me being mature, and one of the biggest parts of my game is just having fun. And by having fun, it's trash. It's talking trash. But that part has kind of been cut. So I just need to be myself and I guess do whatever I want, because when I'm having fun, I dominate it. But this year, I don't know. I can probably count on one hand how many times I've done it in terms of hyping up the crowd. Last year, it was basically a reaction. I love it. You know, they get me going. They understand me. I do understand them. So I need to start doing it again, because that's how I'm going to dominate. Follow-up question. Why do you equate that, not trash-talking, with maturity? And B responds, because everybody has been talking, you know? I'm not trying to be a distraction to the team. The fight with Towns happened, and we had good momentum, and from there, we just kind of lost it, and we lost a couple of games. So I'm not trying to be a distraction, but that's just part of my game. And I feel like me losing that part has been kind of taking a toll on my game. So it just goes back to me. I mean, sometimes I might be childish and, like I said, do whatever I want. But in the game, I care about winning. Everybody knows that I do whatever it takes to win. I care about my teammates. I care about the organization. I care about being a role model. So everybody tells me that I need to be, you know, from fans to everybody else, I got to be mature. So I'm going to do it. And I don't think it's working, but I'm going to keep doing it. All right. He keeps talking about the fun, having fun, being himself. You can be yourself and be mature. You can be yourself and grow up. I'm not talking about not smiling and having fun and talking trash. I'm talking about the turnovers. Looking like you're lagging up and down the floor. If you care about the organization, being a role model, doing whatever it takes, your body has to be in better shape. You just do. Let's go back to the phones, get everybody's thoughts. Scott and Ben Salem in the post. What's up, Scott?
Not too much. My blood pressure was a little bit at the game.
Yes.
For many of the reasons that you've put out there, I have to say I think JoJo looks like, and we were in the third level, last row, nobody behind us. So, and I wear glasses. I could see how he just wouldn't step up to the man who had the ball. I mean, he was hesitant a number of times on defense. And I'm just shocked with a player so dominating like Joel. Maybe this trash talk of others has gotten into his head. And he's got to be himself, because someone is not immature if they talk the trash. They're immature maybe if it affects them too much, or that they let it affect them too much, or that they let that take away from who they really are. He's a great guy. Love him. I am not a big fan of Charles Barkley as a player. Don't always agree with what he says, but tonight what you shared was spot on. And Ben's turnovers were just unnecessary. I think you're so right saying that he's going too fast. His mind is going faster than his body, and then he doesn't know what to do with the ball. He tries to make a play that's just a total unforced error.
And his body is going really fast, and I love when he does that, when he's pushing the pace and putting that pressure on them, Scott. And we've seen plenty of times more positive than negative, but the negatives really hurt, and he has to get that stuff under control. This is his third year on the floor. He's an all-star level player, as he said. Scott, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. And he leads things. He really leads things. And he's tremendous with the ball. Fantastic. Has to protect the basketball more. More. Has to be better with it. James on the cell. Next on the Fanatic. How you doing, James?
Doing all right. I probably have to agree with Charles. But I would have to agree with MD too, because I feel like if you change somebody's mentality, you know, it's going to change the way they play. They're not going to be as aggressive. You know, if he enjoys being able to talk trash to people, you have to dominate somebody to be able to talk trash to them. So I think it's motivation. And I think if they're not allowing him, or he's not allowing it to be in his game, I think it's going to naturally change his game.
Well, you're right about that. But go ahead. I want you to finish up, because we have short time here. So I want to make sure you get your points in.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What do you think about Jamal Crawford?
You know, it's funny. I was just listening to a podcast with Jamal Crawford. I've always liked Jamal Crawford, liked him from afar. I don't know him on this team. I understand where you're coming from, the scoring off the bench. I would welcome
even more than that, though. Ball handling, older player that can talk to these guys, like, look, you know, and just explain to them, I guess, because it's been like 3 years since we've been dealing with this turnover issue, without the ball, we can't score. You know, just maybe like that also. I don't know how much money he wants
he only gets the minimum.
Well, I just don't see what it could hurt.
You know, a lot of these teams, James, thanks for the call, man. A lot of these teams want to develop their young players, and they don't want to bring in veterans. They want to be able to develop these guys, and a veteran like Jamal Crawford is going to take away from that. Final call for us tonight. Sorry, Sean, Mike, and Seth. We got to go to Spencer next. He's been hanging on. What's up, Spence?
Yeah, man. I was just listening to what you were just saying about that, and like with the turnover thing. I mean, why won't the coach take them out the game when he's making all those turnovers like that? I mean, I don't get that.
It's too late.
You know what I mean?
It's too late.
Huh?
It's too late. You got to set that tone early in their careers. And at this point, I mean, listen, we've seen 8 and 7 turnover games. We've seen high turnover games, 9 from Ben Simmons at one point. he doesn't take them out. He says what he says, which he's supposed to, but that's the best answer I have.
Yeah, that's
you got to do that early in their careers to kind of set that tone.
Right. All right.
It is what that's what it is, Spence. Thanks for the call, man. We got to get ready to get out of here. We'll have some more time on Thursday to talk after the Celtics game. Should be a fun one. 8 o'clock tip right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll make sure we have the coverage starting at 7:50 with the pregame. Dylan McKinnon, thanks so much, man. Great work. Tyler Zuli on the engineering side here at the Fanatic Sixers flagship station, 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian Seltzer, Tom McGinnis, and Marty Dickerson. Great work, of course, as always, on the broadcast from the center. Once again, back at it. I'm off tomorrow. Joe Torti will be here at 6. I'll be back on Thursday for pregame coverage right here before Boston on the Fanatic. Have a great night, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.